Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello to the listeners. Look, I've just got back from Chamonix, of course, snowboarding, and I liked it so much. I've got a need for speed. I've got a will for thrill. What else have I been up to? Because you probably want to know. I woke up this morning and I thought, I've been struck down by cutie pie disease. Let me tell you, I'm infected from head to toe. I've turned full cutie pie. Sorry. This is Cuddle Club. Welcome to it. Pop yourself down on my lap and I'll remove my hand from there, if you know what I mean. Today we've got Emma Kenny, fantastic actor and writer, and also very young. She's done a lot. She started writing young. She's, you know, beavering away, as it were. Acting, writing, loving, mothering. I'm dead to dream because you can't have it all. Ding dong, come on in. You've got lovely big hair. I love that.
Thank you, Lou.
Care to discuss it?
I can't be without big hair. It's a real crutch for me.
Mm. What are your secrets?
Genuinely, do you want to know?
Yeah, I do.
Hot rollers.
Really? Yeah. That's very bunty.
It's quite grandma, but I can't be without them.
That's very bunty, which was your character.
That is a really good segue.
Very, sort of, because back in the day when bunty was around, they didn't have, all they had was hot rollers.
Yeah. Didn't get it from Bunty, got it from
just 17
Boots.
Oh,
Babyliss. When I was about 16, saw them and thought they might be for me. And since then, never looked back. But they're very, no one uses them.
No, I tried. There was all these little foam things all around the bathroom popping out, and I've got the tongs, the GHD ones, but I can't use them and I burnt my forehead and I've never looked back. As in, I've never used them again. I've got some questions here.
They're printed out.
Oh, not questions, actually.
Oh, statements.
Statements,
yeah. Statements about my career, I hope.
I'd like to make a statement and you can deny it if you like.
True or false?
Oh, I did tell you in the corridor, I watched Karen Piri and it was amazing.
Thank you. I wrote it. I acted in it a little bit.
Yeah. You didn't give yourself a massive part, and I thought, that's very classy, that is.
Very classy. That was what I was going for. It's not. No one can say it was a vanity project for me.
No.
No, just a little part.
Did you sack yourself from the bigger part?
She needed to be Scottish.
Right.
So that was it.
Yeah, and how's your Scottish accent?
Well, it's not as bad as...
hers. No, she's got a great accent. No. She's amazing. Yeah. She is Scottish as well.
She's real legit.
It's not as bad
as you'd think it would be, but I don't know what people would think my Scottish accent would be, so I'm assuming...
Give us a little... And she's firm about that, and I respect that. She's put her boundaries down. No, but that was brilliant. And it ticks all the issues. I was listening, thinking, thank God someone's doing this. But I don't like stuff about dead women, usually.
No.
But this was done, again, in a very classy way.
Well, I was thinking about it a lot as I made it. I was thinking about the people who do not want to watch about dead women, which I'm kind of one of them as well. I mean, I've kind of went through a big true crime phase where I did consume a lot of it.
Yeah.
And then actually when I was writing it, there were loads of real world cases that were happening at the time that were really, really awful. And it felt a bit like I had to sort of comment on the fact that we're consuming this stuff all the time, as well as also kind of creating more of it, you know, because we were making this show, which is essentially about a woman who has been, who's trying to walk home and she doesn't make it. So I know what you mean. I was always aware of like just making sure that it didn't feel, you know,
it wasn't gratuitous. Yeah, it wasn't like accidentally titillating about like, and it wasn't like that at all. It was more like, I loved when that guy went, oh, the podcast is all right. She's a bit of a feminist.
Yeah.
Just that one line of like, you're just like, what? Just wants equality. What? But yeah, lovely stuff. But we're not here to talk about that.
No, we're not.
You're in the new series Off the Curse, of course. And it looks amazing.
I mean, I don't say this about everything that I make or do, but The Curse is really funny.
Yeah.
It is. You should go and watch it.
It looks amazing. And it reminds me of being a kid, because I was a kid when that sort of fashions, like the shoulder pads and everything were. Yeah. And everyone going to Tenerife and thinking they were so glamorous or wherever, you know. Spain. We're going to Spain.
Yeah.
No, I'm from that sort of area where people like went to Spain and thought they were like, do you know what I mean?
Like, and that's exactly Tash. So my character, they go on. So you got to watch the first series. That's the setup where they do a robbery. And then on the second series, they're on the run. And Tash, she's like, she thinks that she's so sophisticated because she can speak a little bit of Spanish, and she's terrible.
Amazing.
So you'll enjoy it.
Wine with lemonade in.
So yeah, what's it called?
Tinto
Calimocho. That's Coca-Cola with red wine.
Oh, is
Calimocho.
It?
And red wine with lemonade is another one. That sangria.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of cheap sangria.
I lived in Gibraltar for a summer.
Did you?
Yeah, it was tacky as hell. And it was all that, but it was quite funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had red wine with Coca-Cola in. Yeah. And I was like, this is mad.
Yeah.
Was it fun to do then?
Oh, it was the best. It was amazing. It was so good. Just really nice cast and really, you know, when you're working on something, you're just like, I'm really proud of this. You just, but actually, it's weirdly rare, you know, doing well as.
Well, you must have been proud of Karen Piri. That was really good.
Definitely.
Yeah. That was insanely good.
Thank you.
Different thing.
Very different.
Not the same.
Not the same. One's a crime drama, one's a sort of comedy caper.
Crime drama, but it did have jokes in. It was fun.
There were a few there, here and there.
Yeah.
But they cut a lot of my jokes.
Did they? Why?
Because it was a crime drama and they were like, tonally.
Yeah.
And so I'd be sitting at the monitors and the director said to me, as I was sort of crying over another joke being cut, you really need to write a comedy next. And I was like, yeah, I know.
And are you doing that then?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you writing?
I'm going to write something. Well, I'm sort of writing something that I can write and be in. And because I've kind of, you know, written Karen Piri and been in it a little bit. And then I've been in The Curse and written a little bit, wrote an episode.
Oh, great.
But I sort of think I need to properly put my cards on the table and merge them and be like, this is what, series that this is what I'm about.
That's amazing. Where did you learn to write, please?
EastEnders, really. Mm. Soaps. So I started when I was a teenager and the BBC did a scheme for young writers and I didn't go to uni or anything. I just came out of school and didn't know what the hell I was doing and I was acting. And I think because I'd read lots of scripts as an actress and you'd read like these sort of quite rubbish horror movie scripts and stuff where all the girls were naked and being killed. I just got sick of it. And so I started writing bits and pieces and then I did a scheme the BBC ran for teenagers and then ended up writing a spin-off of EastEnders called E20.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard writing. I think it's really hard.
It's so hard.
Mm.
And I actually don't really like it as a process.
Why do we keep doing it though if we don't like it? Do you know what I mean?
I think it gives you a sense of power.
Yeah, and it gives you a sense of achievement when you've done it.
It's such a nice feeling finishing something.
Yeah, but it is like exercise, but it's prolonged.
It's exactly
you
like
sort
exercise.
Of think, this is
yeah.
really good for me, but it's so hard to do.
Yeah, it's so much like exercise.
What can you bench? No, that's lovely. That's all lovely. I'm going to watch series one, then I'm going to watch series two.
Please do, Lou.
In that order.
Please.
I'm not like most people. Well, you could put this music under anything. I feel bad that when I saw you last, I smoked in front of you, even though you were heavily pregnant.
It was New Year's, Lou. Everything goes.
But the baby's fine.
We were outside. It's important. Listeners
we were
to
outside.
Know.
Yeah, I wasn't like blowing smoke
and we
into
weren't.
Your face.
We were close, but we weren't like you weren't blowing it into
could
my mouth.
Could get closer.
We could have been closer.
Something for next time.
Also, just to keep it in context, or perspective is what I mean, is that I was reading a study about pollution, and pollution is so bad that, I mean, I shouldn't have been walking around the streets of London happily pregnant. It was, I don't think you were making much of a difference to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And the baby's come out with one head, et cetera. Yeah. So the baby's fine.
God, I sound like a terrible mother that I was like, no, smoke in front of, smoke in my face.
No,
we were outside. It was fine.
Yeah.
And the baby's come out and he is a delight.
He's a nice one.
Oh, he's a great one, I think. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Well, we have had Rick Edwards, husband to you, on the podcast. I didn't ask
I
him
thought
anything
you weren't
about,
gonna mention
no I'm not
him.
Gonna mention him, but I didn't ask him about the baby, which seems sexist, but you hadn't had it then, so that's my get out. Okay,
you didn't know about the baby?
No,
when
he
you,
did no,
and fine. You would ask him now, wouldn't you, if you knew?
Oh my god, I'd ask
the whole
him
thing would
else.
Be about
yeah but I'm not gonna ask any more questions about babies or men.
Ask what you like.
Okay, it's time for the touch quiz.
Oh, what's yeah. that?
It's not rude. Well, you have to guess what
should
I'm
I
touching.
Prepared for this?
No God, no. Fucking hell. If you'd prepared for this, I'd have a few questions. Right, I'm thinking about touching something. It's not rude. You've got 5 questions to try and answer what it is.
Is it alive?
No.
Is it warm?
If you've left it on the arga, well, it might set on fire. If you've left it on the out in the sun, it's probably warm.
Is it man-made?
Yes.
Is it should be on TV.
An iPad? It's the Thompson's holiday brochure.
Oh.
Okay, it's time for the quick fire round. You're doing
I love
well.
That I wanted to prep for that. How would I have... Just me at home thinking of all the objects that Lou might possibly think about.
No, stop it. I'm writing down objects. Can you do the feed? I'm writing down... I told you, I'm thinking of different things. Quickfire questions.
Yes.
Quite agree. Okay, it's time for the quickfire round. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is, again, it's unpreparable. That's why acting's really hard, because you have to prepare for it.
Yeah, but also that's why podcasts these days are hard, because half of the podcasts you go on,
yeah,
you have to like prepare all of your choices, and it's, you do all the work.
Yeah.
Just to be on a podcast. Oh. That's why this one's the best one.
This one's the best one, yeah.
You cannot possibly prepare for it.
Thing, yeah. Yes, and hopefully you don't leave feeling too sad afterwards. Some of the podcasts you'd leave feeling sad.
You said because you've had to sort of rake over your trauma.
Yeah. You know, and bring homework in or something from childhood projects or something.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got
childhood
those?
Childhood projects.
Who's got those? Your boyfriend hasn't even got a picture of himself. That's an in-joke. I meant. Okay, quick fire round. Would you rather bully someone or be bullied?
Be bullied.
Oh, that's nice.
I was bullied.
Were you?
Yeah.
Who by? Okay.
A boy called Billy. Well, I can't even say his name.
Oh,
so painful.
Oh, no.
You say I look like a witch. But that's because as a child, I was, and this is completely serious, not a joke, cross-eyed.
When did it go?
Had an operation.
Oh, but you have to do that before a certain age, don't you?
Yeah, I had it at 7. Yeah,
you had it at 7. Age I thought you 7. Had to sort it out before then. But you're not going.
No, we tried all the other avenues, all yeah. these eye exercises. Wore a patch in the
oh,
playground.
No.
Had all these craniosacral head massages.
Oh, yeah.
In the end, good old modern medicine just went in.
Yeah. And so you were cross-eyed from birth to 7?
Actually, only from age 2.
What happened?
My mum says this isn't true, but I have a memory that I'm sitting in the high chair and my mum just turns around and looks at me and screams and drops the lasagna she was holding. But she says that's not true. So my brain's like completely invented the moment that I went cross-eyed. But it just happened like at some point.
You just went cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's lovely that you've blossomed into yourself.
Yeah, through quite a big operation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Scientific blossoming.
What TV or film trope, very natural, if you ask me, annoys you most?
When people are driving and they never look at the road.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a trope?
Yeah, I think so. It could be.
Or when women put on hand cream before bed. Have you seen
that? You don't
that?
Do that.
I do.
Yeah, I put hand cream, but here's the twist. I put hand cream on my head before bed.
What?
Yeah.
Your scalp?
Because I put it on my forehead.
Okay.
I put it on my hands, of course. I'm not mad. And
so
then
is that real? And I'm just the only person out there who does. When you look, watch, particularly American film the TV. And
oh, they do that a lot.
Classy ladies just put hand cream on beside the beds while they're having like an argument with their husband.
Yes.
I've never done that. But I also heard an interview with Zoe Kravitz where she says she moisturises her entire body before bed. And she looks amazing, but it really stressed me out because her sheets must be so greasy.
Yeah. I don't think men, and we shouldn't do things to please men, my God. We'd have nothing on all the time. But they, actually, some say put some clothes on, but they don't like a slippery face a lot of the time. It's my feedback. Sometimes I'll have, I like to put oils on my face. I like to drench myself in oils.
Yeah. Men slip right off.
They're
you.
Slipping off me. Yeah, on a daily basis. They're slipping. They are slipping away. They're slipping through my fingers.
You need some friction.
Yeah, I need to be more matte about things.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, best injuries?
Best injuries that I've ever had or
apart
done.
From the old boss eyes.
Yeah. You know what? I've been remarkably injury free.
Really?
Yeah. I am
injury three since 93. Were you born in 93?
No, I wish I was. Oh. That would work.
When were you born?
89.
Oh.
Feeling fine since 89.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
We're That's back lovely. On track.
On you go, sorry.
I ran into a cupboard door when I was five and split my ear open.
Mm.
Is that an injury?
That's something, isn't it?
Yeah,
something to go by. Yeah, okay. God, injury free. Not take enough risks,
what
really.
You just, like, what you're looking for, like a sort of...
Like a fractured coccyx or, you know, a sort of, well, I suppose a broken hand at best.
I gave birth and
how did that go?
I had some injuries.
What kind of thing? Perineum, etc.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. They've got to sew it back up and everything, haven't they?
Yeah, it's medieval, actually, the process. Yeah, and it really, you are transported back to that time and they've got to get it out and...
Does breathing not help?
I had all of the essential oils. I had such a good playlist.
Yeah.
I had so much breathing. But it was 40 hours long and all of that runs out. So he's here. He's delightful.
That's
he's beautiful.
That's awful.
But, you know.
Why can't they just drag it out?
They did.
They did. Oh, they do. But with the forceps and everything.
Mm, yeah. But I, you know, there's very few moments in your life where you feel like, wow, I'm really alive right now. Mm. Like, this is really happening to me. You're not just sort of daydreaming through it. And that was one of them. So
is this the other one?
This is the other one. I feel really alive with Lou.
Yeah, people say that. Yeah, the big one, birth and me. Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, I guess that's one of my injuries. I mean, it's fine now, but I don't know. I don't know if that was a good answer.
No, that's a very good answer. I'm fascinated by childbirth. It is mad that it's medieval.
Oh yeah.
Think of a way to.
Well, they have thought of a way, I suppose. Caesarean, but I think that's hard as well. You know.
I don't think it's easy.
There is no easy way.
No, but then I guess the rewards are high. Maybe.
You would hope so. For me, it is, but I suppose some people, I don't know.
Some people look at their baby and think, oh, God.
What have I done?
If you were a DJ, what would your name be?
DJ Samantha, your mamba.
What was really nice about that is the way that you looked away really coquettishly and then sort of as if you've been dreaming of this all your life. And then
I've always wanted to be asked that question.
Really?
I'm so glad I came here today, Liz.
I'm so glad. Like a...
Hang on.
Like a bridge over cuddled water. Okay, it's time for like a bridge over cuddled water. And I will
Can I prep for this one?
No, you couldn't unless you listen to the exact song that I'm going to sing with the words cuddle. Okay.
Oh.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Any ideas?
Can I hear it again?
Yeah. Do you mind if I close my eyes?
You already did.
I thought you wouldn't notice. Okay.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. I know it, but I can't. The word cuddle is really obscuring.
Yeah, that's the best I've ever... I do different songs each week, but that's the best I've ever delivered it. Just don't laugh at that.
I know the tune.
Yeah, you know the tune. But you sort of need to say the title of it.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to.
Hallelujah.
Oh, of course.
Well, I guess you lose another point.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're playing for?
A cuddle with you?
No. A meet and greet with my kittens.
Oh, that's worth
that's
it.
Big.
That is big.
They are sort of nearly not kittens, but they are sort of in the postcode area because I do know, this is creepy, but I do know where you live.
I sort of know where you live.
Do you?
But I don't know your actual door, but I know the area.
Do you? Yeah.
How do you know? I see you around.
Yeah, we see each other around, don't we?
Can you genuinely let my husband come over and cuddle your kittens? Because
yeah, but you have to come with him. With the baby. Yeah. I tried to get you to bring the baby today, but you were being a businesswoman.
You're being a bitch.
You're being a bitch about it. You were going to an audition and being a bitch about it.
That's me.
Oh, come over with the baby and we'll have a swap.
The reason you need to have him over and me and the baby is because his cat passed away and he literally says to me every day, I feel really sad about the cat.
He'd like these two. These two, they're good boys. They snuggle with everyone.
What are their names?
I should have called one Dr. Gorgeous, but that time has gone and he's stuck with the name Bobbit. I think his personality suffered from his name, actually. He's very bitey.
Dr. Gorgeous wouldn't have been bitey.
No, and the other one's called Baby, and everyone's like, oh, you've got a cat and called it Baby because you want a baby. Yeah. And actually, that's quite cool.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? How romantic are you?
Very.
Are you?
Yeah.
Care to elaborate?
Well, how do you judge how romantic you are?
I don't know.
Before I met Rick, I was like completely boy obsessed. Like I was manic and love obsessed. So I think is that romantic or is it just manic?
I think that's a sign of a bad childhood.
Wow.
Because I've got that as well. Like I form obsessions with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be like alcohol, then I go drinking, and then I realised I transferred that onto men. And I get so obsessed with someone that you knew is a piece of trash.
Yes.
I read that in an article about you. Creepy.
You
said, oh, I used to be mad around men. Yeah. I didn't actually read the whole article, but that jumped out.
Just read that bit.
Yeah. And I was like, that's
I like
me.
Her.
Yeah. I was like, that's me. And then it gave me hope because you and Rick are really happy.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I could not be an utter.
Well, honestly, I hate to give men credit for anything ever.
Yeah.
But I do have to give him some credit in that I was still quite mad when I met him.
Yeah.
And he was so sane. And I hate giving him all this praise.
Mm.
But he really calmed me down and it just clicked. It just worked.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Like I did a mad thing when we first met.
Go on, please.
I stayed up all night because I was writing an episode of EastEnders.
Yeah.
And it was due the next day. And I drank, I think, something like 13 Diet Cokes. maybe less.
Mm.
And I went mental and I was, oh my God, I shouldn't say this on the podcast.
No, please.
I was borrowing his laptop. And I was writing this episode on his laptop and it was like 3 a.m. And emails kept coming up on his screen.
Yeah.
And there was one from an ex-girlfriend and obviously I clicked on it.
Well, you've got to.
And then I read, I mean, maybe every email that he's ever written.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to. And you were a younger woman at this time.
I was 23.
Yeah, 23? Yeah. That's so young.
I know, which is a bit, and now I think back and I'm like, wow, you were really young. And I went completely mental and I, for hours, instead of writing my episode of EastEnders, read his emails and went upstairs in the morning, holding his laptop, crying, and just presented myself at the door shaking and said, I've just read all your emails.
Oh, that's lovely that you were so honest.
And he looked at me and this is maybe the moment I was like, wow, you're special. He went, okay, well, I don't like that you did that, but you should have just asked me and I would have let you read my emails. And I was the one crying and he wasn't even like annoyed. He was just like, that's so a bit sweet. Mad, but also... don't worry, it's okay. And I was like, wow, you're amazing.
That's so nice.
And then I never read his emails ever again, or his texts, because I was like, well, if he's that cool about it, what's he got to hide?
Yeah. Wow.
Good tactic. I shouldn't let the dirt bags out there know that tactic.
No. Yeah, don't let, But also, did you get your episode of EastEnders in?
Yeah.
But also, no wonder you thought he was a rot bag. Do you remember the phrase love rat? Because... EastEnders is full of, you're writing EastEnders and everyone's a love rat.
Yeah.
And then in real life, you know.
Yeah, and also I think he's sort of handsome and was quite famous. And I thought, well, of course he's a love rat. Like,
yeah.
a rot bag, a dirt bag, rot bag, love rat.
Oh, of course he's a grot bag.
He's handsome and famous. What a grot bag.
Oh, God. Well, that's really nice. I'm going to hold on to that info and sort of think I could meet someone really nice that's not a grot bag. You know?
You could. Absolutely.
You could. I didn't say much. No, you absolutely could. I mean, sure, I'm not 23, but I'm on about, you know, like I'm in the dad market now. Do you know what I mean?
Sexy daddies.
Sexy dads, like the skate park. Oh, so dads around the skate park.
With their kids in tow, or are they skating?
We sort of left their kid. They're bad dads.
Grotty bad dads.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Do you have any health complaints? I'll look them up for you.
Oh.
In this. Are you interested in this sort of stuff?
Heal your body. Mm. That's the book she's holding up.
Mm.
I'm very interested in that kind of stuff.
Are you?
Okay, I'm trying to think about health complaints.
Well, we mentioned perineum earlier.
Please don't look that up.
I'm not actually looking it up on you. I'm looking up in the book.
Okay, health complaints. I'm pretty healthy.
Really?
What the hell? Yeah.
You don't have anything?
I have a lump on my jaw.
Okay, jaw problems. Anger, resentment, desire for revenge.
I actually think I probably do have a lot of revenge in me. Yeah, there was a great...
Billy.
A what?
Billy. The guy Billy.
Oh, yeah, Billy. There was a great tweet once.
I'd love to hear it, yeah.
That said, the two great creative impulses are horniness and revenge. And I really subscribe to that.
Wow. Because you want to prove you're effable.
You either want to win someone over so you because you're horny for them, so you want to write them a great song or, you know, make yourself really fuckable.
Mm.
Or you want to get revenge on someone. And it's a really, it's a great motivation.
Yeah, it's true, actually. No wonder my show is a piece of shit.
You need some revenge.
Some yeah, some revenge.
Who do you want to get back at?
There's only one enemy that I've got.
Okay.
How many enemies have you got?
I used to have a nemesis and then I saw her at a party and I said to Rick, that's my nemesis. And he said, that's such a shit nemesis. You need to get a better one. So I've dropped her.
Oh, that's great. That's really
that's
great.
That's growth.
Yeah, that's growth. You've upgraded your nemesis. That's really lovely. And just like that, you dropped her.
Yeah, I was like, maybe you're right. I've outgrown you. Wow. I've outgrown her.
That's great. And who
was who was it? Please name. She's doing great now as well. Maybe we both need to know.
Do you know what you've got to do for your nemesis, your enemies? You've got to wish them everything that you want for yourself. It's really hard to do. You've got to wish
happiness.
You've got to see them with everything they want. And you
and want. You want.
Yeah. And it's hard, but you've got to also do it for 2 weeks straight.
2 weeks straight. Mm. How often? Sort of three times a day.
One time a day.
Once a day for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of it right now. Not now with you.
Am I
no,
your
no,
enemy?
No.
Inviting me on your podcast is your way of giving me everything that you want.
No. Imagine.
I actually would be so flattered if I was your enemy.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, wow, Lou.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, is it flattering if you're someone's enemy?
Yeah. I think they really think a lot of you.
Really?
Yeah. Unless they've like properly wronged you, like, and you know.
Yeah.
I want to know who your enemy is.
Oh, I can't. I couldn't.
Later, okay,
so
you,
so it's just to go over, it's anger, resentment, desire for revenge. You have to say, I'm willing to change the patterns in me that created this condition. I love and approve of myself. I am safe. Do you want to take a little picky of that?
Yeah. Let me say it again. I am willing to change the patterns in me that created this condition. I love and approve of myself. I am safe. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it's big stuff, isn't it?
Ingrown toenails on the same page.
Have you got that? Have a guess what you think ingrown toenails might have come from.
Oh, clumsiness.
That's not. It's worrying, guilt about your right to move forward. So something for everyone there.
That's a great book.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually clean as a whistle right now, but when I have got stuff,
straight in there.
Like, I mean, I don't get thrush, but that's anger over making the wrong decision. It just came up on the page.
Oh, wow.
I've actually only had thrush once in my life. Do you think that's mad or what? My Auntie Sue said, shove yoghurt up there. I said,
did you do it?
Yes.
And you never got it again? Well, Auntie Susan, well, she should write a book.
She's dead, of course.
No, sorry, but, I'm so sorry.
What were your family like, please?
Great guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really nice family.
Mm, we're all very close.
Sister? One sister.
Two sisters and a brother.
Come off it.
All of them. Four of us.
Four. Not good for the planet.
Not good for the planet, but apparently there's a weird population. Fertility is on the low. Wait,
I speak? On the wane. Yeah.
On the wane. So, you know,
yeah,
there has to be some people or...
No, it's not. There. No, it's not. I wasn't dissing your mum and dad. I think it's lovely that you've got some siblings.
That sounds so... disingenuous.
No. Well, I've got two brothers, so that's not far off, is it?
Older or younger?
One younger, one older.
Okay.
Nice family. Okay.
Wow, I feel like I've gone down in your estimation because I've got a nice family.
Do you know what it is? It's most people in comedy have got weird family.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's quite hard to say publicly that you've got a weird family, though.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to write something that was quite autobiographical about my siblings, and my mum put down an article about Phoebe Waller-Bridge down in front of me, and the headline was something like, if my family had known what Fleabag would have done to them, I would never have written it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, right. Okay. Got it.
Wow. Really?
Would you mind if someone wrote something about you?
That's a really good question. And yes, I would. Actually, I don't know. Would I? I'd just do my version of it.
Yeah, you know, you just
get
out.
Your mum to pen a little something, you know. You know, yeah, okay, you can write your book. Good luck with that. It's actually quite hard. Do you have a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
I find the work cuddle quite weird, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I remember I went in to meet like an ITV commissioner or something. Mm. And at the end, I gave him quite a big hug and a sort of kiss on the cheek, and then thought as I walked out, that was a bit much.
Mm.
It's really hard to know.
But did you get the commission?
Yes.
That was a bit much. Oh, was it? Okay, best hug in a film or TV show?
What that I've done or that I...
Oh, no, you can. It can be one that you've done.
There's a really good... So in The Curse, it's a good segue. In a show I'm in on Channel 4, The Curse, I play... the wife, well, not just the wife, I play a character in her own right called Tash, but my husband is played by Sipa Mustafa, who's a very funny man, and he there's a scene in the first series where he is crying like uncontrollably because he's killed someone, and we had to do these takes after takes after takes where I'm just hugging him, and it was just probably one of the funniest days filming ever.
Really?
It was just having to hug someone all day is just really funny.
Yeah.
And he's really funny. And he was sort of crying into my shoulder, but also laughing. And it was just a real memorable cuddle.
That's lovely. Crying and laughing sometimes are the same sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you ever worry about having, this isn't in the question sheet, but do you ever worry about having an affair? Because acting, I don't trust actors. Like, I wouldn't go out with one because I worry that they get really close with each other and then kiss.
Rick worries about that too. He hates actors for that reason.
Mm.
Do I worry about myself having an affair?
Yeah.
I went to see an astrologer once.
Please.
Who did my chart.
Mm.
And she said that me and Rick were a really good match, but that I was really flirty and that he wasn't. And that Rick doesn't know this, by the way.
Yeah, hopefully he won't listen back, yeah.
She said being an actor was perfect because it meant that I could play out my flirty fantasies on camera, but never have an affair in real life.
And you wouldn't.
I don't think so.
No, you couldn't.
I haven't yet.
No, that's good, yeah. Exclusive, bit of an exclusive. I've had three. Oh, are you cuddly? Meant to ask.
Yes.
At the top.
I think so.
Are affectionate,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cuddly.
I suppose you've got that bloody baby now. You cuddle all day
loves
long.
Cuddle that guy. But I think I'm pretty cuddly. I do find it there's certain friends that are easier to cuddle than others, aren't there? Mm. And sometimes you cuddle a friend and you'll think, this is a bit weird, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton.
That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Right, pick a card, any card, and then you have to ask yourself the question.
What's currently not quite right about your social life?
Oh, please.
That's very deep.
And it's very deep. It's fucking Alan. He's very nosy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to miss out the whole fact that I've got a baby because that's just, ugh.
Women, huh?
I realised in my 20s that I'm not a very good group person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really don't do well in sort of gangs. Mm. I like one-on-one.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice, but I sometimes feel like that's sort of, I don't know, maybe, it's quite intense, isn't it? Just to have loads of one-on-one friends.
I like one-on-one.
Do you?
One-on-one's nice. But I do like a group now and again.
When I was doing improv, it was in my 20s, and you had to do a sort of monologue sometimes. And I did one that I thought was really funny, which was about the fact that I had fallen out with a lot of my friends in my 20s. This is around the time that I was realising that I wasn't very good in groups. Mm. I did this monologue about how I wasn't having a hen party because I had fallen out with all my friends. I think it's funny. And then as I finished, there was silence. And no one thought it was funny. And then loads of people came up to me at the end of the class and were like, are you okay?
No.
And they were like, we'll be your friends.
Oh.
No, that's actually awful when I think about it. And then the teacher came up to me and was like, that was incredibly brave of you to say that.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I know. But
chill out. Everyone needs to chill out.
Everyone needs to chill out. And I was going through something.
Yeah, going through something. You're 20s.
Yeah,
goodness,
I've got friends, yeah. I think.
Everyone needs to chill out. Everyone needs to stop offering to be my friend. Just chill out.
I just want one-on-one friends.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
What is life all about?
Love.
Thank you. It's as easy as that. It is as well, though. It is.
What else is it about?
Money.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Do you want your cuddle type?
Yeah.
Okay. Just put it into the calculator.
Mm-hmm.
You are the George Formby of cuddling. Warm, popular, and all the busy dads love you.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It works on different levels, do you see?
Busy dads.
Mm. Mm. Because they, George Formby girl, you know, for
girl,
dinner.
Yeah.
But also, you're popular with the dads.
The busy dads.
Wink.
Wink, wink. I hope I am.
Yeah, I think you must be. And non-busy ones. Though it doesn't take long to Google you because it's just one email that comes up.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you meant because all the busy dads are Googling
me. I did. Well, yeah, that, but also... busy dads, yeah, but also the non-busy ones.
Sitting at home, Googling me.
Well, also people that haven't had kids yet, I suppose, as well.
Non-dads.
Non-dads, yeah. Mm. Non-dads. I call every man a non-dad till I know different. That doesn't make sense. For God's sake. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope it hasn't been hell. And
I'm so glad I prepped for this.
Yeah, it's been lovely for me, and people should check out the show.
Thank you. You should check out the show.
I'll check out the show, yeah. I watched Karen Piri, but that was a pleasure. I watched the wrong show. Anyway, I love Karen Piri. And the other one's not going to be bad as well, I suppose. No, come on. Watch The Curse
on Channel 4. And also, I think the whole series drops then as well. So you can just watch on through all night.
All the busy dads.
All the busy dads. You don't have any time in the day to watch The Curse? Well, watch it all night, busy dads.
Yeah, busy dads.
Sexy busy dads.
When you've put your kids to bed and read them a story, I hope you do. Watch The Curse on Channel 4.
What's your favourite Google subject? Yes. Ian McKenney.
Ian McKenney.
And that won't make any sense if you cut out the busy dads. A lot of this won't make any sense.
And that's okay. They have to do some of the work at home. Do you know what I mean? I can't do it. I can't hold their hand. Well, it's been a lovely day.
It's been so nice. I mean, that went by in a flash.
Do come round and meet the kittens. Even though you're not a prize winner yet, per se. Thank you so much. I really appreciate coming on. Bye-bye. You have to say bye as well.
Bye, Lou.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you for joining us. What a lovely chat I had with her. She's my neighbour, would you believe? So she's going to be seeing a lot more of me, whether she wants to or not. Thanks for listening. You can follow Ema online. Just Google her and watch Karen Puri and watch The Curse. It looks absolutely fantastic. I'll be going back to watch it. And yeah, just remember, love is about love. Huh? And I've loved having you here.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.